time to take a country drive with Eliza Getzey, a journalist at ABC Upper Hunter in New South Wales. Eliza, welcome, and I believe you've got a bit of music ready for our road trip tonight. Let's just fire it up.
This year's been tough and bruising, but we'll keep on moving.
A nice country pace. Sorry.
All of St. George has a ball, despite it all.
Come and share our space.
When you need an end to Australia, come visit St. George's Australia.
So that's a Bush parody of Tourism Australia's Kylie Minogue mate song from towns in Ballonshire in Queensland. Tell me about the song. What's it all about?
Yeah, Kylie, at your heart up. Look, this is a parody, like you say, from the Ballonshire in Western Queensland. And I guess it's a pretty significant parody because the Ballon has probably been one of the many, but certainly a poster shire for the drought, first of all, in the last few years, and more recently, floods as well. And so it's safe to say, I think the area knows its fair share of hardship. They're certainly not complaining about the recent rain that they've had, but I think with that comes a whole different set of challenges to overcome. So it's safe to say a visitor with an open wallet would be a pretty welcome sight in the Ballon.
Yeah, I imagine it would be. And there's a social media video that goes with this, right?
Yeah, it is pretty brilliant. It's got complete with, you know, your Adam Hills lookalike parodying the Kylie Minogue version. He knocks over a lamp, and you've got some icons that you might know even if you haven't been to the area. There's the Thallon silo art that's pretty stunning. I like the call where they, you know, you might have seen the quokka in Kylie's version, but they say city life can make you flat. But look, there's a wombat. And a wombat is all you need. So some good takeaways. Pretty good parody. I'd say it even beats the original.
All right. Controversial statement. But
controversial.
Look,
I'm putting it out there.
I'm glad you are. Look, there are other ways regional towns are drumming up tourism in response to the drought. Le Tour de Meriwa. What's that all about?
Exotic. It's a tough little town in the Hunter Valley, actually. And it's a town of 1,800 people. Meriwa has struggled in the last few years, not only with drought, they've also had bushfires on their doorstep. And tourism is actually, according to a lot of the locals I've met, it's one of the things really keeping the town alive in tough times like this. And yesterday I actually headed along to the inaugural Le Tour de Meriwa, and 170 cyclists actually showed up from as far as Sydney and across the state, which was more than three times the number that they expected.
Wow. Why did it drum up more than they expected? What did they do differently here?
Well, I think it speaks to the attitude where people are really actively taking a steps to help out their country cousins. And I chatted to a few cyclists and the organisers on the day.
Just coming into Meriwa, it looks so beautiful, and people are here to support the community, especially in the hardship that they've had lately.
Some of that country out there is almost as nice as going down the Loire Valley. So the olive groves and the beautiful green paddocks, and the community's got behind it, the cycling community's got behind it. There's so many people who want to come out and support the bush, and they're just doing that, and it's just lovely.
That's Robert Smith, the organiser of Le Tour de Meriwa. And of course, we know cyclists love a coffee. Local cafes were opening out of hours on a Sunday just to take in the traffic, and by all reports, they did very well. So really good to see.
Just very briefly before we get to the news, the WA government has put a 12-month halt on logging. Tell me about this.
Yes, this is specifically for the Karri forests, which is a really unique species, and they're massive. They're pretty iconic from around the Margaret River area. I once climbed one as a teenager. They're enormous, and they're a really fine hardwood, but interestingly, people are becoming more conscious, and there's less demand for these trees because people are aware of the environmental impact. So the government's trialling a 12-month halt. The forestry industry's not happy about it, but they say they're going to keep an eye on it, and after 12 months, they'll reassess.
Eliza, you did that exactly to time. You're amazing. Thanks for coming on the show.
Likewise. Thanks, PK.
I only had to tell her once that we're coming up to news. Eliza Getzey there. She's a journalist at ABC Upper Hunter.